Because of resurrection, there is hope. Amen. That new life. Jesus didn't die just, he rose up. But because he rose up, he came with the Holy Ghost, that he can feel him, that we can have hope. Amen. Let's sing that song. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Amen. I looked over Jordan.
I looked
over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
A band of angels coming after me.
Just in his love, in love.
nations, yon you truly love, is caught up far away. Look unto the Lord, and by faith stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon His name. Maybe because your poor reactions, life isn't that fair. Does He really care? Look unto the Lord, and you'll find He's always there. Believe His word and trust our God, He cares.
Like Brother Wilma says yesterday, who was here, he wants to bury, he wants to seal it. He wants to leave you with your feelings, whatever you have.
Amen.
Claim your word. Claim your promise this morning, this evening, afternoon. Amen. Doesn't matter. Let's sing amen, amen. G. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father,
Hallelujah.
We just want to bow our heads. We want to invite you to come, O Lord. Because without your presence, O Lord, when you be present with disciples on that sea, they fell opportunity, O Lord, you are there. O Lord, we want to invite you to come here, O Lord. We want to feel your presence also, O Lord, that you are with us, that your promise are real, O Lord. Like we sang that song, every promise in the book is mine. O Lord, we want to ask you, come, you explain us your promises, O Lord. You draw closer your promises to our heart, O Lord, that we can trust you this morning, that we can sing with joy, that we can say when they say amen, amen. O Lord, help us to be drawn closer to you, O Lord. We commend ourselves into your hands. Whatever will be done and said, may that be for your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. 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 We can sing maybe one chorus, and there are two specials, Brother George and Sister Becky. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, we will keep order. Amen. So Sister Becky first. Amen. Like Brother George says once, he wants to change, but it was better that way like it was. Amen. Amen. Let's sing maybe Victory in Jesus. It's good to sing. Devil is always making new stories, but it's good to keep old story. Amen. He won victory for me and for you. Amen. That victory should be fresh, not sealed what was. Let's be fresh something this afternoon for me and you, and then we will ask Sister Becky to come. G.
I heard an old story of a Savior came from glory. He gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, oh yes, atoning. Then I repented of my sin and wondered. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. He's built for
Jésus. I want to thank the Lord for this day.
Amen.
Amen.
This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
I think Brother Abraham says, without feelings, religion is dead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Abraham many times says, I feel religious.
Amen.
It's good to feel religious. Amen. Even this afternoon. Amen. Not yesterday. Today.
Amen.
Amen. We can sing maybe that wonderful chorus, because brother, sister, he is everything.
Yes.
Sin came, you've been sinner. But he is your advocate also.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Let's sing that chorus. Wonderful, wonderful. And we will ask Brother George.
Amen.
Yeah. What time is coming, preacher? 20 past? Okay. G. After this song, brother. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is here. Saving me, keeping me, from all said and shared. Wonderful is my name, I praise him.
Let's praise him, eh?
Wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me, Counselor.
Oh yes,
mighty God is here.
God is in
saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name.
wonderful, wonderful
Jesus Christ.
Oh yes, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Somebody said, amen. Imagine if the first minute we came and the song worship was like this. But you see, you have to build it up. You have to build it up, stay in His presence. It takes a long time. Now it's nice to have church. So Brother Eli had the best portion. He chose, I don't know how you guys done it, but he chose the best time. You kept the best wine for last. It's wonderful. That's a song I got from that Sirs with See Jesus some time ago. If I listen to a message so much, I start hearing music. And music, we know, is very essential in our lives. Music is part of worship. Amen. Hallelujah. So,
certain Greeks came to Philip, desiring him, Sirs with See Jesus. Except a corn of wheat fall to the ground, it abideth alone. If it die, Christ lives, you victory in your soul. Sirs, we see Jesus in this house, for it pleases us. Sirs, we see Jesus in this house, for it pleases us. Greater love hath no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Oh yes, and can serve two masters and live. Either he'll hate one and love the other. It's a question of who you really believe. Now you cannot serve God and mammon. Oh yes, we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Sirs, we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Keep thy foot when you go in the house of God, the preparation of the gospel of peace they showed. Sirs, we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. And if man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, liar, how loveth not his brother whom you see? You say you've greater love for the Father. Who are you reflecting in God's word? Oh yes, we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Sirs, we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Keep thy foot when you go in the house of God, the preparation of the gospel of peace they showed. Sirs, we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. The gods of your fathers, the other side of the flood. As for me and my house, we led by the dove. Oh, yes, sirs, we we'd see Jesus in this house. Join me, for he pleases us. Says we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Keep thy foot when you go in the house of God, the preparation of the gospel of peace they show. Says we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases. One more time. Says we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Says we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Keep thy foot when you go in the house of God, the preparation of the gospel of peace they show. Says we'd see Jesus in this house, for he pleases us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. In this house, you should see Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everything is just about love of God, brother and sister. Song says, what condescension. Brother Wilmer once called me, brother, can you come please? I went straight away. Brother and sister, when you see this word condescension and reluctance, when was said, who will go? Love of God for me and for you. What are you going to say, brother and sister? Song says, oh, how I love him. Let's stand up and sing this song. E, key E. Down from his glory, ever living story. Amen. Down from his glory, ever living story. My Savior and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own stranger. A man of sorrows, tears and oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. My bread, my sunshine, my only love, the great creator.
God gracious, tender,
yes, and tender,
laid aside his tender, stooping to walk, to win, to save my soul. Creator,
flesh and blood substance. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice on Calvary.
Again. It's not easy to stay for two services, but I can see you still strong and happy.
Amen.
It proves that he is alive in you. Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord. And we have been so blessed by three services, three powerful sermons. I was hearing Brother George saying that I was privileged. It depends on how you see it, you know. Because it may be a very dangerous position. It will be good if you take the first service and it's a disaster. So the three following ministers will come and correct it, you know. But if you end with a disaster, you'll just ruin everything. Amen. So we believe that it won't be a disaster.
Amen.
With your prayer, we praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we are standing on this pulpit, O Lord, not to prove how we are eloquent, but to yield to your will, O Lord, to let you speak to your people, O Lord. That's why, O Lord, take us aside and speak now, as we commit the reading and the preaching into your hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to explore a little subject. We have had, as I said, very good sermons, starting with the pastor, the conflict, Brother Wilmore ruining the devil's theology, and Brother Maxwell's in this morning, the empty tomb. I wish it could continue this afternoon. It was so good, it was so sweet that it was just interrupted in the middle. But we praise God, and we hope one day we'll hear the remainder of that sermon. Let's open our Bibles, Matthew 27, 15 to 23. And then 1 Corinthians 15, 12 to 22. It's quite long, so I'm going to read a bit quickly because we are very limited in time. Matthew 27, 15 to 23. Now at the feast, the governor wants to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Amen. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of that twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, 12 to 22. Quickly. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now in Christ is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You may be seated. God bless you. So my topic tonight, this afternoon, will be the Prince of Reconciliation. Amen. We are going to talk about the Prince of Reconciliation. In Matthew 27, where we have read, there's a very pathetic scene going on there. There's a crowd, a multitude, a mixed multitude of people gathered in Pontius Pilate's court. And all that multitude, whatever their background, they've come to a consensus that they have to crucify him. Even though they were not from the same background. Because it was something very unusual that time. The makeup of the society that time in Palestine, there was no one situation where such a consensus could be found amongst the people. Because there were so many factions in the society that they couldn't agree on anything. Were they on the Jews' side amongst themselves, or the Romans among themselves, there were so many factions, contradictions amongst them, so that they couldn't agree on anything. But curiously, that day, whatever their background, they reconciled. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. So we are talking about the Prince of Reconciliation. Yes. Because we see reconciliation only on one side, on our side. Reconciled with God. But when Jesus was dying, there was another reconciliation taking place on the dark side. Amen. They had to reconcile to crucify the word. Amen.
Because if they didn't reconcile, they couldn't achieve what they had to, they were intended to reconcile. Yeah. Amen. So they had to reach to a point where they had to put their differences aside. Who was on that Pilate's court? Who was sitting there? There were Romans on one side and Jews on the other side. These two people, they never agreed on one thing. Because the Jews considered the Romans as occupants. They were cursed people. They were pagans. They've never, ever been on agreement on anything at all.
Amen.
Amen. And the Romans saw the Jews as a conquered people. They saw them, you know, as less than nothing. They were marching on them. They were a conquered people. They were slaves. So there was nothing they could agree upon before Jesus came. Amen. For the Jews, the Romans were just a temporary occupying power that the Messiah will come to cast out. So they had such a hatred in them regarding the Romans.
Amen.
But that day, they had to reconcile to reject the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That day, they had to put, the Jews forgot even that this Pontius Pilate is not a Jew like us. He's an unbeliever. But when it came to reject the word, they put the differences aside. They reconciled to crucify the word. Amen.
Amen.
On the Jews' side as well, there were not one unity. There was a lot of factions in them. First, the people against the leadership. The people were not really trust. They were not trusting the leadership anymore. The high priest, all the establishment, they were seeing them as collaborators of the Romans. Because you couldn't become a high priest if Pontius Pilate was not agreeing with you. Because in the Jews' society, a high priest was not only a religious position, but it was also a political position.
Amen.
It was seen as a, since they had no king, the high priest was like their king.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. So for Pontius Pilate to govern, he has to be in good term with the high priest. So the high priest must have been someone who could agree with Rome.
Amen.
Amen. Though he was a servant of God, but he must be balanced to serve God and to please Rome. So the people could see in him as a traitor. They were not agreeing with them. The Sanhedrin, which was the kind of police, which was the kind of high court, it was appointed by Rome. To be member of the Sanhedrin, you must be in accord with Rome. You must compromise between the word and the political establishment. So the people in their leaders, they could see that they were traitors. They didn't agree with them. But to reject Jesus, they all came together as one unit. They reconciled to reject Jesus. Amen. There was factions as well between the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Zealots. All those people, they didn't agree in anything.
Amen.
The only thing that united them was the rejection of Jesus.
Amen.
When Jesus is not there, you could see them fighting.
Amen.
Amen. You could see the Pharisees say, you say the resurrection of the dead is true. The Sadducees say, no, there is no resurrection. You are lost. No, you are lost. You are of the devil. But when it comes to Jesus, they team up together.
Amen.
They come as one person to reject the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So there was a great reconciliation taking place there. Even amongst, there was another group called the Herodians. Amen. They were not believers. They were politicians.
Yes.
Amen. Because Herod was not a proper Jew.
Yes.
Herod was from a pagan background, but he converted to Judaism.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So he was an Arab, actually.
Yes.
He converted to Judaism. And to make himself that I am one of you, he built the temple. And to build it, he made also his own church. the Herodians. Pharisees, Sadducees, they saw Herodians as pagans because Herodian was not a Jew. But when it comes to condemning Jesus, when you read in Matthew 22, Amen. They came, the Sadducees, yes. the Pharisees, yes. and the Herodians together to tempt Jesus. My brother, you said those people, they are pagans. But why are you coming with them together as one person to condemn Jesus? There must be a reconciliation first. As in the beginning, all the powers of darkness has to unite together to reject the light.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
As in the beginning, darkness has to be gathered as one unit. Because the light came into the world. And for the light to be rejected, darkness has to unite themselves. So darkness, whether it is from the bedroom or from the basement or from a lorry, it's darkness. So wherever it comes from, they will come together. Whether it is Pilate, whether it is half Jews, whether it is the Jews themselves, but since they've rejected the light, their darkness, they had to unite. Amen. Amen. Who was in that court again? The people that ate bread. Amen. Amen. Those people that ate bread, some of the people that sang Hosanna to the Son of David, some of them were there. But since they didn't believe the old word, since they didn't get the revelation of who he was, Amen. They were there after. Some of those who have been healed from their diseases, they may have been there. Because Matthew says, all the people on in the court said, crucify him.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody agreed.
Yes.
There was a consensus. There were also those people like Judas Iscariot who walked with Jesus. Amen. But since he was not fully convinced, since he didn't get the full revelation of who is Jesus Christ, there was a time that came where he had to reconcile with his kind. The prophet says, we are living in a time where the crucifixion is taking place again. Jesus is being crucified as the second time. The same thing will happen again. There will be unity of the powers of darkness.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
A reconciliation will take place again.
Amen.
We are living in that time.
Amen.
There was another reconciliation that took place. That one was the greatest reconciliation between Pilate and Herod. The Bible says, from that day, because of their rejection of Jesus Christ, they came along together. Because they were the worst enemy you could find that time. Herod's family considered Pilate as an usurpator, is it? As an imposter. Yes? Because if you read history, the kingdom that time, the Herod they are talking about here, was not the one who killed the babies in the time of Jesus, when Jesus was a baby. That one was the father. Amen?
Yes.
When he was alive, the kingdom was one. From Galilee to the south, it was him, the king of the Jews. But when he passed away, the kingdom was divided in three parts. The north, Galilee, was given to his son, Herod Antipas. This is the one they are talking about here. The south, let's say Samaria and Judea, was given to his another child, who was called Archelaus, I think. That's the pronunciation. And the northeast was given to another son, Philip Herod, which John the Baptist condemned Antipas of taking the wife. Amen. So the kingdom was divided between his three children. But the area of Samaria and Judea was given to Archelaus, who was not a good king according to Rome. They saw that it was a strategic region he was governing, but he was not powerful enough. His leadership was not good. So they removed him and they put Pontius Pilate. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So for the Herods, Pontius Pilate was an imposter. It was their kingdom. But he came and he took the best of the land.
Yes.
Samaria and Judea, where you found Jerusalem, the political, religious, economical capital of the kingdom. They gave it to Pontius Pilate. So it was a, you know, they were worse enemies. They couldn't agree on that. But it came a point where, when it came to the rejection of the word, Pilate found that instead of accepting the word, since this man is from Galilee, and Herod, the king of that part of the country he is from, is in Jerusalem, I'll send him to Herod. And Herod took it as a great privilege.
Amen.
For him, Pilate, to send a man like Jesus for him to judge him. And it reconciled them.
Amen.
Jesus was there, hanging there, and all the powers of darkness reconciled against him to put him to death. Amen.
Amen.
But the prophet says, are you with me?
Yes. Amen.
I indict this generation for second crucifixion of Jesus Christ. I must show and will show that the same spirit is on the people today that brought the first crucifixion and doing the same thing. I must show to the people that the same attitude is in the people today, is doing the same thing spiritually that they did physically then. They crucified physically Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So today, we are putting that background for us to see now what we are living today.
Amen.
That reconciliation must take place again.
Amen.
The reconciliations of all the powers of darkness must come against the word once again. The great demonstration must take place. But the good thing is, the very thing that made them to reconcile, the end result that they were pushing towards, was the very thing that produced another reconciliation on the other side.
Amen.
They teamed up to kill the word. They teamed up to reject the word, but the rejection, the killing of the word, produced the greatest victory ever.
Amen.
Amen. The rejection of the word produced something unexpected. Because they couldn't see far. As Brother Wilmore was saying, ruining his theology. Because his theology was, kill him, put him in the tomb, seal the tomb, that's it. But he didn't know there was an aftermath.
Amen.
Amen. They didn't know there was an after effect.
Yes.
Of that putting in the tomb. Because he was a different person now.
Amen.
So what happened when he put him in the tomb? It produced
yes.
a resurrection.
Yes.
Not only of himself, but it produced a resurrection of the dead.
Amen.
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 What was happening when they put him in the tomb? When they were reconciled against the word, him also went to reconcile with those who were dead before without the fullness of the word.
Yes.
So their reconciliation produced another reconciliation,
Amen.
Which made those who were dead before to become so one with him that when he came out of the tomb, he couldn't leave them there.
Amen.
They became so united with him so that when he raised, they raised together with him.
Amen.
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 So that reconciliation of the powers of darkness produced a reconciliation will produce unity of the people of God.
Amen.
They became so one with him
Amen.
That they couldn't stay in the tomb.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The same thing is happening today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says, now, the Jews united themselves. It's in the uniting time and sign. Now the Jews united themselves against Jesus and against his messiahship and his messianic message. We see the same thing now happening, just the same thing. Communism is uniting to destroy the church. And the only way, that is after the church has united itself too, in the World Council of Churches to deny and destroy the message, the word. First, there had to be uniting of God's people against the word of God. That's what we are facing up to now. Amen. The so-called people of God is going to unite against the word.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. First, there had to be uniting of God's people, or so-called, against the word of God, before that the nation could unite itself against God's people. So it starts in the religious realm.
Yes.
The religious world will reject, will unite to reject the word.
Yes.
And when they team up together to reject, they become one, and then it will become a union between them and the political establishment.
Amen.
To reject the word. Amen. So that's why, just be, as we were talking in the last few Sunday school lessons, you need to be sure of what you are, where you are established.
Amen.
You must be sure that you are based on the right foundation. You are built on the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because if you are not, we accept it or not, the powers of darkness will unite together.
Amen.
There will be a reconciliation. It's just a matter of time.
Amen.
Some united just at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They teamed up, the Pharisees, they showed their position from the beginning. At that time, the Romans were still neutral. You know, at that time, Judas Iscariot was still showing as if he was believing.
Amen.
But it was just a matter of time.
That
Judah Iscariot showed his position. And I tell you something. If Jesus didn't intercede for Peter, Peter could have found himself in that group as well. Because he denied him. Amen. Amen. So just be careful of your position in the world. Just be careful of what stand you take. Be sure of the revelation in you. You have swallowed it. You have become one with the revelation.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's just a matter of time before you reject.
Amen.
Because there will be a reconciliation. People you didn't expect to see in that group. I can imagine what disarray the disciples were in when they saw their brother Judah coming along with the multitude, the Romans, everything to betray the Lord.
Yeah.
It was such a disappointment. Yeah. But they didn't know that the powers of darkness has come to unite together.
Yeah.
That's why now, as we speak, they are uniting.
Yes. Amen.
See the laws they are passing around the world.
Amen.
See the trend everything is taking. There will come a time where your stand you take for the word, your perception of good and evil, according to the Bible, will be called extremism.
Amen.
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 Will be called heresy.
Amen.
Will be called intolerance.
Yes.
They are going gradually.
Yeah.
And it's building on both sides. In the religious side.
Yes.
In the political side. Economical side, social, everything, and there will come a time, you know, and the people that will help them the last will be those who are sitting with us in the...
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It was Judah Iscariot, because the last stone to finish the work, they needed someone from inside, because he knew the tactics.
Amen.
He knew Jesus' timetable.
Yes.
He knew where he's hiding places. He knew if we don't find him here, we'll find him there. If we don't find him there, what time is it? No, he must be in church. Him, never. Wednesday, 7 p.m., he's in church.
Amen.
If we want, let's go and find him there.
Amen.
It will be someone from inside.
Amen.
People from inside that will go and unite with the powers of darkness, reconcile, to bring something against you.
Amen.
Amen. Now the prophet says, While they are gathering on their side, there's a union taking place on the other side. The very gathering they are having is the very thing that produces you and me to take a further step in our walk towards glory. Amen. God is uniting his bride. She's coming together from east, from the west, from the north and the south. There's a uniting time. And that's on right now. What is she uniting for? For the rapture.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
After they've killed the word, after they put it in the tomb, there was a uniting of the word and the saints, and it produced the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
So the very thing that they are plotting against you and me is the very thing that will raise us up and produce the rapture.
Amen.
Amen. God is getting her ready. What is she uniting with? With the word.
Hallelujah.
Why? She is a bride.
Yeah.
And she's uniting herself with the bridegroom. And the bridegroom is the word. And the church and the bride and the word is become so one until the very word itself is working out the works of the bridegroom. Amen. So this is the time. The 3 days Jesus spent in the tomb, after the powers of darkness have united to kill him, he went there. The saints of the Old Testament, who didn't get the fullness of the word, they could sit with the fullness of the word himself, commune with him. He could show them all the things they need to know for them to be heaven ready. He could teach them the serpent seed. Amen. He could teach them the seven seals. Because they need it. You need the fullness of the word. Because heaven is out of the word. You need the word to go to heaven. So he taught them all the mysteries they needed to know to be heaven ready. He created the heavenly atmosphere down there. So they could sit there, but they could feel that something is going on. Though we have been laying here for 1,000 years, we thought maybe we are happy here in paradise. We thought maybe this is our eternal destination. But after hearing the word itself being revealed to them, they started feeling a pull inside. Something started moving inside of them. We are leaving soon.
Amen.
They could feel that, no, there's something. We've never felt this way.
Yeah.
And on that morning of resurrection, they could just see themselves walking the streets of Jerusalem. Yeah. Amen. Amen. As Brother Branham says, Abraham could tell Sarah, let's go and see that street we are leaving when we were still on earth.
Amen.
Amen. And they could go together and people could see, oh, see, Sarah and Abraham. Why? That union has taken place.
Amen.
That union had taken place and had produced what it was intended to produce.
Amen.
So, they are uniting for the rapture.
Amen.
The very people that's trying to destroy us, it's for our good.
Yes. Amen.
God is just
Amen.
Going to use their tactics, their own theology. Because the best way to defeat the enemy is to understand his tactics. Is to play on his grounds. Amen. The best way to hide something is to hide it in the enemy camps. Amen. Because he will come to look for it in your house, will never find it, leaving it in his own house. So it's to understand his tactics. And God is just using his own tactics. You are a bee? Yes. Your job is to sting? Yes. Come and sting me. This is my hand. He played that role of an innocent man. And the stinger, he knows every time I come and chuck, dead, sealed. This time he came, he said, I will play your game. Come and sting me. Chuck, stinged him. And this time, the sting, is it?
Yes.
The sting is stayed there, but the blood was more rich.
Amen.
It was richer than all the bloods. So that even though the sting could do what it had to do, but there was power in that blood to regenerate itself.
Amen.
There was a power in that blood, that could say, I have the power to give my life and to take it back.
Amen.
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 So he went there, he gave himself, he played their game, but that game just helped him to unite with his bride. That's what the prophet says, we will not all die.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, 1 Corinthians 15, behold, I'll show you a mystery.
Amen.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Amen.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
amen,
at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Amen.
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 What is producing that? It's not coming out of the clouds. It's a preparation time.
Amen.
You won't be changed. It won't be, hey, I know God is a miracle maker, but that miracle is following certain laws. We are talking here about the laws of nature. God has put that law that to be raptured, something must start in you.
Yes.
You must have the rapture in you for that rapture to overcome gravity.
Amen.
That's what the prophet says. Second Thessalonians, it says, the saints that are asleep in the dust of the earth will waken. And then we will unite with them, living ones with the one that's dead. We will unite before even we get up there, because the bride will be complete when she gets there. The ones that are living, that's uniting themselves with the word. Not all that are living, but the ones that are living who are uniting themselves with the word.
Amen.
And those that are gone already did that. And it all come together and make one great union of the uniting before going up there.
Amen.
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 The prophet says, for looky, the uniting time is at hand. For God is getting the church together to be a rapture, to go to the wedding for that great union.
Amen.
When God and man will unite for eternity, Lord Jesus, as my poor heart jumps of joy, as I see the possibility of me, a middle-aged man. But yes, the possibility of me seeing you come in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
To be alive and stand here and see when the trumpet sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
So we are in that time now when the union is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
You and the word.
Amen.
We are not playing church, my brother.
Amen. Amen.
We don't come to play church.
Amen.
It's a time of the great union.
Amen.
It's a time of the great reconciliation.
Amen.
On both sides, a reconciliation
Amen.
Is taking place. And us, as living, we have received today the fullness of the word.
Amen.
And we are getting rapture ready.
Amen.
And to be rapture ready, you need to feed on the word.
Amen.
You need to eat the word. So that every component, every element of who you are will become the word. And that word is the thing, the very thing that will bring you up.
Amen.
And I think of it standing in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the world won't know what's going on, but all of a sudden, you'll see appear before you your loved ones that's gone on and has come to unite with you again. It's a reality, my brother.
Amen.
The first crucifixion produced a resurrection of the dead and the rapture of the saints. The second crucifixion The second reconciliation of the powers of darkness. It's only in order for to get you rapture ready.
Amen.
The uniting of the powers of darkness, it will just put pressure on you. It will put pressure on the church so that we can reconcile with each other. So that we can become one unit and get rapture ready. That's why there's no reason of us to hate each other.
Amen.
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 There's no reason for us to be against each other. We are not competing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are one unit fighting for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
If the powers of darkness could forget for a while that this is a Roman, you know what? As Brother Wilmer was reading yesterday, the Jews, they coalesced so much with the Romans that they even went to supply the soldiers to beg them, please, soldier, we'll give you money. Say the disciple stole his body. I can't imagine a Jew going to coalesce with a Roman soldier. Because those same soldier, John the Baptist, told them, don't steal from the people.
Yes.
So they were persecuting the people. They were bad. They were mean against the people.
Amen.
But the same people, for the sake of rejecting the word, they went and coalesced. They went even to beg Pontius Pilate, a Roman governor, please put some guards at the tomb. Because for now, we put our differences aside. Even though you worship Jupiter, we worship Jehovah, but when it comes to rejecting the word, let's put our differences aside. How much more on the light side?
Amen.
We believe the word.
Amen.
We claim we have the word of God, the love of God in us. How much more should we put our differences aside?
Amen.
Because it's a time of reconciliation.
Amen.
Not only you with the word, but you with your brother.
Amen.
You with your sister.
Amen.
It's time to support each other.
Amen.
It's time to stand for each other.
Amen.
There's no more time to lose, to waste in those petty things.
Amen.
It's time for us to unite with the word. And when you are united with the word, and your brother is united with the word, I know in mathematics they said, if A equals B, and B equals C, then A equals
C.
Yes. Amen. If A equals B, and B equals C, A equals C. Amen. If I am the word, you are the word, then you and me, we are one then.
Amen.
So how come we should hate each other? If the word is in you, and the same word is in me, we have become so one with the word, and we are getting rapture ready, how will we hate each other?
Amen.
We'll support each other.
Amen.
We'll pray for one another.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the attitude we should have in this time of reconciliation, in this time of union. The prophet says, they are uniting together, putting their powers together. The free world, they are putting its power together. The communism, putting their power together with Russia. Everybody, but each one is scared of one other. See, it's a fearful sight. That's right, that's national signs. See, but the church has received a heavenly sign. Amen. The church today, we have received a heavenly sign.
Hallelujah.
What is the sign? The prophet says, an astronaut. Amen.
Amen.
We have received a heavenly sign.
Amen.
An astronaut. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ in the form of the pillar of fire. Amen.
Amen.
So, though whatever they do, they may scare us. They may come up with missiles. They may come up with new weapons. They may put an embargo on us. But we have received a heavenly sign.
Amen.
We have received an astronaut.
Amen.
Jesus himself.
Amen.
Coming from heaven. Amen. He says that he was the pillar of fire that he was in the Old Testament. That he was when he met Saul on the road down of Damascus. The same Jesus here today. And what does it do what we have received. What does it do? Does it bring fear?
No.
He said, no. It brings love that's uniting with one another. Amen? The astronaut, the sign we have received, it produces love that we should unite with one another. A feeling for one another. It brings the love of God, uniting us and bringing us, the body of Christ, into unity as a bride. Amen. For the uniting time of the bride, the church is so coming together. It should create such a love among us that we could hardly be away from one another. Amen. Amen. That's right. You don't have to beg people to pray. You don't have to beg them to worship God.
Amen.
You don't have to beg them to do what's right.
Amen.
They are just so in love with Him.
Amen.
Till there's nothing Amen. Else they can do.
Amen.
Amen. That's what's happening now. That's the time of the great reconciliation on our side.
Amen.
On the side of the light. It's time to reconcile. Light can't fight light. Amen. Light can never fight light. When the two lights come together, it produces more light.
Amen.
Amen. As the same way, darkness and darkness bring more darkness.
Amen.
They produce, because if the Jews remained alone on their side, they didn't have power to, you know, to pronounce a capital punishment. That power was given only to Pontius Pilate. They could do whatever they want. Caiaphas could, you know, rent his clothes so many times. But to kill him, it took them to unite with Pilate. Darkness plus darkness bring more darkness.
Amen.
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 Instead of accepting life, it was better for them to unite with a murderer like Barabbas. Amen. Because they wanted the camp strong. Barabbas was a notorious murderer. They knew him. He was an antisocial guy. He was a danger to society. He was a killer. But for the light, for the darkness to be stronger and to produce the effect they wanted to produce, the religious, the economical, the social, the military, everything had to come together to produce that effect.
Amen.
On our side, we'll achieve nothing if we fight each other.
Amen.
We'll achieve nothing if we are not united.
Amen.
Get yourself united with the word.
Amen.
As the musicians come,
Amen.
Just as we are celebrating this Passover,
Amen.
Just ask yourself, see your relationship with the Lord. See your stand in the word. Because if your stand is not right, it's just a matter of time. The time will come where there will not be gray area. Where people won't say, I'm neutral. You'll have to have whether light or darkness. And if you are light, you will shine. You will show the life of the word in you. If you are of the darkness, no matter how long you'll stay here, there will come a time, like Judas Iscariot, where you will reject the word. So it's an occasion that is given to us now to consecrate ourselves, to see what stand are you taking. This is Passover, and after Passover, there's a promise of a resurrection of my body, change of body, of my body and your body. If you become so one with him, as he did in the first resurrection, they couldn't stay in the tomb because they were united with him. So you and me, let's become so one with him that when he will stand there and call, that power in you won't hinder you from meeting him.
Amen.
Please give us a song, brother. Let's send.
This old
not small, this old man, so hold on. Any moment I'll be gone. Made my consecration.
Fly away when
gathering, amen. And then we close.
I'm a pilgrim.
E.
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin.
Brings us joy,
amen.
And assurance, amen.
Amen.
That blessed assurance we have sang. Jesus is mine, amen.
Amen.
Eternity is yours, amen.
Amen.
Salvation is yours, amen.
Amen.
Claim it, amen.
Amen.
It's your birthright, and you have the right to claim it, amen. Yes, we are closing our eyes. Let's just meditate on the things we have heard. It was such a blessed weekend with four powerful sermons straight from the throne of God. But don't let just be another good sermon, but Meditate upon these things. Pull all the resources you can pull from what you have heard and let it set you ready for the great appointment that's coming up, the great rendezvous of the coming of the Lord. Look within yourself. Don't look at your neighbor. Look within and examine yourself. Are you ready to face up that conflict and accept to drink your cup? Take position with the Lord. Reject all the advantages and the things of the world and go along the Lord's way. Are you ready to claim, to use your credentials to claim all your inheritance? Are you ready to leave an empty tomb where the world will come and see that this man, we buried him here, this woman was buried here, but she's not there anymore? Are you ready for the great reconciliation? Just meditate upon it as we sing this song in meditation, and we'll pray then. He poured in the oil and the wine. Sins anymore, because you have overcome sin and you have given us the power to become of your nature, of your kind, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon because we have seen your hand, O Lord, blessing us from the heavenly places. We have seen your hand, O Lord, leading us through these meetings, O Lord. O Father, our hearts were there, contemplating your majesty, O Lord, as you spoke to us. But let it not be only some good things we have heard, O Lord, but there's power of transformation in these words. Because this is the very word that created the world. This is the very word that said, let light be separated from the darkness. And in this time of great union, O Lord, you are calling for separation once again, O Lord. While the powers of darkness are uniting, O Lord, let us, the children of the light, be so united with the light that there will be no difference between us, O Lord. Let's put aside all our little quarrels, O Lord. Let's put aside all our little discussions, O Lord, and come together as one people, feeding from the word and being made day after day at the image of that word. Heavenly Father, bless your people for listening. Bless them for accepting the word, O Lord. Bless them, and I believe, O Lord,
that you will produce the effect. You will produce the result. Let them just keep the right atmosphere. Let us keep the right atmosphere around us. Because the prophet said, in the atmosphere that produced the result. The word is good, but if we don't keep it under the good atmosphere, we'll remain the same. Bless your servant. We have ministered here one after the other, O Lord. Bless Brother Andrew where he is, O Lord. His family, his ministry, his health, everything, O Lord. Be with him. Bless Brother Wilmo who stood faithfully, O Lord, speaking from you to your people. Bless his family. Bless Brother Maxwell too, O Lord. Heavenly Father, let your blessings, let him possess the gates of the enemy. Oh Lord, because you say the gates of hell will never prevail. I know, we know, oh Lord, after such a blessing, the gates of hell will open. They will come, oh Lord, chasing after one another, oh Lord, the ministers and the congregation, but we are built up on the rock. However it come, O Lord, it will never prevail because we are more than overcomers. O Lord. Because you rose from the dead that day, we raised with you, O Lord. We came up with you and we were seated in the heavenly places since, O Lord, testifying of your glory. Dear Lord, now that we are going to dismiss, be with us. Lead us, O Lord. Give us a good week. Give us a good resting time, O Lord. And when we come to meet again in this place, it will be for your glory. Bless all the programs we have for the week. The weekend coming up, O Lord. Brother Saidi coming. Bless him, O Lord. Bless the youth in Switzerland. We believe they've had a good time there and that you'll bring them back safely. Be glorified, O Lord. We praise your name. We glorify you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. It's actually mine. So there was a lost and found here, but it's mine actually. So God bless you. I don't know if there's any announcement. Yes, there's a special thanks to MK. Amen, amen. Really, God bless you for your faithfulness. You know, 2 or 3 days ago, I was going through my pictures. So I saw one of the pictures I took there, Sister Gloria serving. I was about to send it to Brother Mike to say, where is it now? You know, it's long gone. I know there's some technical reasons behind that. But we praise the Lord for your faithfulness, for feeding his people. And let God multiply what we have spent. Amen. So God bless you. We are going to dismiss slightly. We have gone beyond, but you'll forgive me for that. We didn't plan so. But we believed it was a real blessing. God will grant you traveling mercies. Pray for us. Pray for the ministry. Pray for the musicians. They've done such a good job. I was seated there on the break. I saw while they were just blessing us with a good anointing. God bless you. God bless the song leaders, Brother Jose and the family Mulowai there. God bless you for providing for us. As we sing and dismiss, let God be with you. Amen.
It's God. Praise God, praise God, amen. Praise
Praise God.